Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Faith, your belief, your trust in God is the foundation of things hoped for, expected. I'm not just hoping for nothing, I'm expecting something. When you pray, believe, you receive it. Right? Mark 11. When you pray, believe, you receive it, and guess what? Then you'll have it. So I'm believing. If I pray and I don't expect a result, then my prayer was useless. Did you get that? When you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. All right? Now, I'm not talking about make sure your heart's purified and clean and you're living in sin. You better not be living in sin and expecting greatness and miracles and signs. If you've got sin in your life, repent of it, get rid of it, and then come. And God takes care of it. But we can't just be living, we're talking about this on the way here. You can't just be living in sin and expecting all the signs and wonders and miracles. No, there's blockages, unforgiveness, blockages, all kinds of things. Get on your face, Father, forgive me and help me get rid of this. But when you are as clean as you know, because when you're not clean, your faith is shipwrecked because you can't have faith when you know you're not right. You know you're not right with God at this particular moment because you've done something you shouldn't have done. Your faith will never be at the measure it needs to be to get the impossible turned to possible. So that's a given, okay? You repented. You're good. You've all repented. You're good to go. You're not living in sin and not trying to get rid of this. So you're born again. So the faith, your belief in Jesus Christ is the foundation of things expected. Things expected. The evidence of things not seen. Now, you haven't seen it in the natural, you've seen it in the spiritual, but the spiritual now will make it come into the natural, and now the thing you expected is, yeah, I got it. Right. Right. I mean, really, I've used this analogy as well. I order stuff on Amazon all the time because it's easier, you know? It's easier, and I find it more times than not cheaper. Come on. I'm not joking. I do a search. You know the story. We find the same microphones at another place. It's like a lot money more. So I do a bit of scanning. So I shop from Amazon and I buy something. If they don't deliver it, it's paid for. I can sue them. I can take it to court because I've got the results. I've got the email saying paid for. Thank you for your order. It'll be here at that time. And so that kind of thing works, right? Well, Christ paid for everything with His blood. He paid for everything with His blood, right? And sometimes the waiting is where we trip ourselves up. He says we inherit the promises through faith and patience. And so now while I'm waiting, so my stuff didn't arrive, and I was really annoyed, and I was going to phone them and give them a piece of my mind. And God said, no, you need all of your mind. Don't give anything away. That's a joke. But the fact is, I was expecting it. I paid for it. I got the email saying it's there. The Bible says it's there, your healing. It's been paid for, the Bible says. We were bought at a price, and He paid the price to get us redeemed. And He paid that writing that was against our name. He put it on the cross. It's paid for. It's bought. I'm now expecting my healing like I'm expecting my items from Amazon. Amen. Right? Yes. That's it. That's how faith operates. The workings of faith. I paid for it. I got it online. I see it. I'm reading it. It's paid for. Thanks for your order. My email came and said, you'll get it soon, etc., etc. Now I'm waiting. I'm expecting. Things hoped for. I'm expecting. Where is it? Where is it? Where? I keep going to my door. And then it comes. And it came, right? We received it. That's what faith is. It's paid for. And the good thing about this is I have to pay for my own release from Amazon. Jesus Christ paid for my healing. I don't pay nothing. Now, you wouldn't believe that when you go to a hospital or a doctor. Oh, my God. You walk in there and say, well, Jesus paid for my healing. You better check me out for free. They'll take you away in a loony bin. You'll be in jail as well. And you got to be, you know, you got to pay bond, and then you got to pay the doctors, and you got to pay your lawyers, and you got to pay them back. And by the end of this whole thing, you're a mess. With Jesus Christ, it's paid and bought and settled. Now we got to believe, which is the foundation for what I'm expecting. Faith is the foundation. My belief, my trust in Jesus Christ is the foundation. Faith is a substance. The word substance means foundation. Faith, belief in Christ, belief that I'm getting it, is the foundation of things I'm expecting. That's what that scripture is. Wow. Amplified says it this way. Now, faith is the assurance. Everyone say assurance. Now, faith is the assurance, title deed, or confirmation. Wow. How many of you have a title deed for a car, for a house, right? That's the insurance that it's yours, isn't it? Yeah. Only difference is you still owe the bank a couple of trillion dollars, you know, for your one-bedroom home and a half bathroom. You still owe them $300,000 for that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But with Christ, it's bought and paid for. It's the title deed. It's the confirmation. Now faith is the assurance. Your belief and trust in Christ is your title deed. It's the assurance of things hoped for or expected for, divinely guaranteed. Divinely guaranteed. And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. That's a powerful, powerful scripture there, the way they put it. That's why I give you different scriptures. Listen, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Oh, my Lordy Jesus, you should take a picture. Yeah. Oh, my Lord, that's phenomenal. Faith comprehends as fact. I just told you, faith will change the facts. Yes. I can't see it. He's telling you, yeah, I can't see it with my physical eyes, my physical ears, or my five senses, but my faith in Jesus Christ comprehends and sees and experiences what cannot be seen with my physical eyes. And it changes the facts to suit what you've asked for and called for. It's paid for. It's bought for. It was purchased. Your salvation, who's going to steal that from you? Nobody. No one can take your salvation from you. Nobody on the planet. If you die right now, you split the gates of the kingdom. And it's not according to your race. It's not according to your color. It's not according to your gender. It's not according to your age. It's according to the blood of Jesus Christ. No one can stop that. No one can take that away. Amen. You got that? Well, the same thing with healing. The same thing with all the other goods that we need. It's all been bought and paid for. Everything. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Always, not some ways or sometimes. Always. Now, I might look through it like I've gone through a war because there is a bit of a battle taking place. You do know that, right? So you might look like you've been through a war, but the truth is, and the fact is, you go through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't stay in it. You go through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't stay there and camp there and pitch a tent there and talk about how bad it is to everyone around you.
Remember, we're still in Hebrews 11:1, looking at different translations. Let's move on.
Okay, the Living Bible. What is faith? It is a confident assurance. Wow. That something we want to happen, or something is going to happen that we want. How many of you are confident and you have an assurance in your spirit that whatever it is you believe in God for that's in the Word of God, you have an assurance and you're confident about it, and nobody can stop you and no one can talk you out of it? Amen. Now, we all say amen, hallelujah, yeah, 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 hallelujah. But when the rubber meets the road sometimes, we find that, I need retreads. That's why this is a church where you have to locate yourself. It's a challenge. It's an absolute challenge. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death is a challenge. There is a challenge to it. Some of you end up in hospital and something's happened and COVID came and, there's challenges along the road. Don't think, well, I became a Christian. Listen, when I became a Christian, all hell broke loose. Because before that, I was living for the devil and with the devil. And I was walking this way, me and him, we were arm in arm, chummy chum chum. And then chummy chum chum got saved and I left him there. I made a U-turn now. And all of a sudden, I'm walking to chummy chum chum. Now he's got a sword out. But I got a bigger sword. Yours are bigger than the devil's. We got authority. He is under our feet. But it's not a bed of roses. How many of you ever had roses given to you? Did you ever prick yourself with a thorn? I did. And I was trying to do something nice. There are little molehills and trips and things that are going to hook you up. And you'll look like you've been through the thing. But let me tell you what, when you come out, you won't smell like you've been in the fire. You won't remember you've been in the fire. All it will do is grow your faith. And you say, wow, I've got more confidence. I've got more patience. I've got more peace and more. I'm telling you, we're going to go through stuff. Yea, thou go through the valley of the shadow of death. The thing is, remember, the operative word here is go through. Because you're always going to come out the other side better and stronger. I've come through something and I'm better off and stronger. And more anointed. It's God. It's God, I'm telling you. And when you just put your head down and you say, I'm not taking my focus of anything but Jesus Christ, or you're looking up wherever, but I'm focusing on Christ. You just keep marching forward. I'm telling you, those, eventually you're going to feel them like bee stings. They used to be like, knives. Now they're like bee stings, and you're like, boo, ha, hoo, ha. And you know, I'm serious. You're like a ninja turtle in the spiritual realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are going to be tests and trials and temptations and all that kind of stuff. Hey, I got the Holy Ghost here. Oh, my God, he got all the power in the world. He used it and gave it to Jesus, and look what he did. And he said, you can do what I did. Come on. Now, faith. It's now. It's an active, forward-moving word. Faith to me, I always think, you know, the best thing is when you see, how many of you have seen that eagle coming down and his claws, his talons are out and he comes down? You don't see anything what he's going for, but boy, he comes out and he's got the fish. You know that? That's what faith is like. It's an attack eagle. It's like an attack eagle. Faith goes and attacks the problem. And if the problem's attacking you, then you need to switch that. You shouldn't be attacked by the problem, depressed, scared, fearful, not sleeping. The problem's now attacking you. You're going to say, no way, whoa, in the name of Jesus, and attack it. You see the problem, you attack it. Stop letting it get the better of you. You attack the problem. It's not allowed to defeat you. It's not allowed to defeat you unless you let it. God's given us the victory. Finish, complete.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our 10 a.m. services located at our 5200 Oleander Avenue campus in Fort Pierce.